Hare Krishna, Shri Vallabha Prabhu. I am very, very happy to be with you and all the other devotees in Damodar Desh. Somehow or the other, the lockdown has had its benefits in various ways, despite all the misery and trouble all over.
किसी न किसी तरह से इस लॉकडाउन का बहुत लाभ हुआ है, हालांकि इसके साथ साथ बहुत तकलीफें भी हैं पूरे विश्व भर में.
For many devotees, they have utilized the opportunity for going deeper in their Krishna consciousness.
बहुत सारे भक्तों ने इस अवसर का फायदा उठाया है कृष्ण भावनामृत में और गहराई से जाने के लिए.
And even as we hope and pray that this coronavirus pandemic will ease down and the suffering will be mitigated everywhere.
और हम उम्मीद और प्रार्थना करते हैं कि ये कोरोनावायरस की महामारी जल्दी ही समाप्त हो जाएगी और इससे जो पीड़ा है ये भी समाप्त हो जाएगी.
Side by side, our Krishna consciousness continues in full swing.
और इसके साथ ही हमारी कृष्ण भावनामृत चलती रहेगी और तेजी से.
So I
sorry to interrupt you. Your volume is a little low. Only your volume is a little low. I think some rectification or correction nearby. Otherwise, it's okay.
How can I do that? Maybe I come closer. Maybe everybody can raise the volumes.
Yes, I think everybody, all of us have kept it to the max.
Okay.
I still feel that it's a little low. But we're still able to hear, but it's very low. Okay.
Can you hear me better now?
A little better than before.
Okay, so, well, should I use the headphones? Is this better? Is this better? No, this is for the Facebook. This is not for the computer. So is it better now? No. So maybe without is better. Okay, fine. So we'll just... Okay, fine. Okay, so I do... I will begin with Jai Radha Madhava. Jai Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari.
यशोदानंदन व्रजजनरंजन
Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jayam Vishnupad Paramhansa Paribrajaka Acharya Shtotra Sat. His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Gaurnitai Ki Jai. Shri Shri Jagannath Baladeva Subhatra Mai Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. I will read from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 11, text 54. So those of you who have the hard copy or the soft copy in front of you, you may please open Bhagavad Gita 11.54. Chautis ni chopan, chopan, 54. 54. Bhaktya tvananyaya shakya. Aham evam vidhorjuna. Jnatum drashtum cha tatvena. Praveshtum cha parantapa. Bhaktya tvananyaya shakya. Aham evam vidhorjuna. Jnatum drashtum cha tatvena. Praveshtum cha parantapa. I will read Srila Prabhupada's translation. My dear Arjuna, only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am, standing before you, and can thus be seen directly. Only in this way can you enter into the mysteries of my understanding. Do you want to translate? Okay, Hindi Bhagavad Gita. Just open up. Okay, so I'll read the Hindi translation. Hey Arjun, केवल अनन्य भक्ति द्वारा मुझे उस रूप में समझा जा सकता है जिस रूप में मैं तुम्हारे समक्ष खड़ा हूँ और इसी प्रकार मेरा साक्षात दर्शन भी किया जा सकता है केवल इसी विधि से तुम मेरे ज्ञान से ज्ञान के रहस्य को पा सकते हो. I won't read the purport because it's very long, but I will refer to portions of the purport in the course of the talk. ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं। वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्री युतपद कमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादां सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च। नमो ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। A very warm welcome to all the devotees in Damodar Desh and the areas nearby. I do hope I also want to welcome the devotees on Facebook who may be watching this wherever they are. So for devotees on Facebook, I just want to mention that this is being translated into Hindi, so I will be pausing every now and then to facilitate the translation. So I do hope that all of you, wherever you are well and safe in the midst of this pandemic, and that you are able to utilize your time very well for progressing in Krishna consciousness. The verse that I just read today is a very important verse from the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. In this verse, Krishna very clearly states that it is only by undivided devotional service that one can know Him and one can see Him and eventually go back to Him. This is the chapter, the 11th chapter, in which prior to this verse we have seen Krishna exhibiting His Virat Roop or the universal form to Krishna. Arjuna is a pure devotee of Krishna. He is an eternal associate of Krishna, and therefore Arjuna was not really interested in seeing any material representation of Krishna. In fact, the whole Bhagavad Gita is not so much meant for Arjuna as it is meant for the whole world. by the Lord's arrangement, Arjuna has merely become an instrument to facilitate Krishna's speaking of the Bhagavad Gita so that all of us could be benefited. The Virat Rupa of the universal form that was shown to Arjuna was a very fearsome form. And Krishna there is a detailed description of what Arjuna saw in this universal form. It is truly frightening, and we can imagine Arjuna in that position watching this. And even though Arjuna is a personal associate of Krishna and a pure devotee, even he was completely baffled and very much unsettled and fearful. And then he requested Krishna to please withdraw that form and show him his original form as before. In this connection, Krishna tells Arjuna, Tvad annena na drishtapurvam, that apart from you, nobody has seen this form, O Arjuna. Now, even though the Virat Roop is a material form, but still it is extremely rare to see. The Lord has exhibited the universal form on previous occasions to other devotees as well. For example, when Duryodhan tried to have Krishna arrested in Hastinapur when Krishna was trying to make peace, then Krishna also displayed a universal form. But the universal form that Krishna showed to Arjuna was unique. That particular form had never been shown by Krishna to anyone before this. Therefore, he says, Tvad anyena na drishtapurvan, that before you, nobody, Arjuna, has seen this form of mine. That was in the 47th verse. And then again in the 48th verse, he repeats that, Drashtum tvad anyena, apart from you, only you have seen it, no one else has seen it. So then Krishna understands that Arjuna has been quite overwhelmed by the vision of the universal form, and he agrees to Arjuna's request to show his original form once again. So So, when Krishna was born, or rather he made his appearance in Kamsa's jail cell in Mathura, he originally appeared in his four-armed form to Devaki and Vasudev. And then, at the request of Devaki and Vasudev, he transformed himself into a two-armed baby form. So here too, after showing Krishna the universal, showing Arjuna the universal form, Krishna first showed him his four-armed form, and then he moved to the two-armed form, which is his original form. So Krishna says, Svakam Rupam Darshayam Asabhuyaha. Svakam Rupam means his own form. So then Krishna showed his own form to Arjuna Bhuyaha once again. Yes. Yes. So will you translate? Yes. Yeah, his own form. Svakam Rupam means his own form. So Krishna showed his own form once again to Arjuna. Okay? Ashvasayam asa cha bhitamenam. So Bhitam, so Arjuna was afraid at that time after having seen this terrible form. So Ashvasayam Asa. So Krishna kind of encouraged him, pacified him by showing him his own form, Svakam Rupam. But this Svakam Rupam was the four-armed form. But originally, the Krishna who was speaking to Arjuna was two-armed. So Krishna reverted from the four-armed form back to his original two-armed form. Bhutva punaha saumya vapuho mahatma. So he became again, he took on his form which is saumya vapu. Vapu indicates a body or a form, and saumya indicates something very sweet and beautiful. And Srila Prabhupada explains that this Saumya Vapu refers to the original two-armed form of Krishna. So the Lord has many expansions in different avatars. Some of them are four-armed, some of them may appear in different forms, but the origin of all of them is this Saumya Vapuhu. This beautiful, sweet form of Krishna with two arms. And this two-armed form, of course, resides in Vrindavan. When Arjuna once again saw the two-armed form of Krishna, he was consoled and his mind became steady again. Drishtveda Manusham Rupam Tava Saumyam Janardana. O Janardana, Drishtveda Manusham Rupam Tava Saumyam. So now having seen Drishtvedam, Manusham Rupam, your human-like form, Tava Manusham Rupam, your human-like form, which is Saumyam, which is very beautiful, very sweet. Idanim asmi samvrittaha sachetaha prakritim gataha. So now I am settled in my mind. I am back to my original nature. I am situated in my original consciousness. Now I am very peaceful. So Krishna then tells Arjuna, Sudurdarsham idam rupam drishtavan asi yanmama. He tells Arjuna that this idam rupam, this form of mine, Sudurdarsham. Okay, so this word is very important for us. Darsham means that which is seen. Durdarsham, with that which is very difficult to see. Su Durdarsham means that which is very difficult to see. So now he is referring to the two-armed form of Krishna, also the four-armed, but more specifically to the two-armed form of himself. So now I have shown you, my dear Arjuna, you know, idam rupam drishtavanasi yan mama. So I have shown you my beautiful two-armed form now. Deva apyasya rupasya nityam darshana kankshinaha. Deva api, this particular form of mine is such that even the devas, the demigods, nityam darshana kankshinaha, that they are also always eager to see this beautiful form. So see how fortunate Arjuna is that he is able to see Krishna in this original form in which even the demigods cannot see him. When in this purport actually Srila Prabhupada explains that when Krishna appeared in the womb of Mother Devaki, the demigods all came there in invisible forms. They were not visible to the common, to any other ordinary person. But they understood that the Supreme Lord had appeared and was present in the womb of Devaki. So the circumambulated mother Devaki, they offered all sorts of wonderful prayers to Krishna who was in the womb of Devaki. Of course, one of the wonderful things of Krishna being in the womb of Devaki was that everything resides in the womb of Krishna. Not garbh womb, actually, you can say in the belly, within Krishna. The womb is for feminine, yeah. As Markandeya Rishi saw, and we see that in the 12th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, he saw the entire creation within the belly of baby Krishna. So that Krishna, in whose belly in the entire existence resides, now is residing in the belly of Mother Devaki. So in any case, when the demigods came there to offer prayers, they could not see Krishna. So here we see a gradation or a hierarchy of things that are very difficult to achieve. There is darsham, durdarsham and sudurdarsham. That which can be seen, that which is very difficult to see, and that which is very, very difficult to see. As I mentioned earlier, even the universal form of the Lord is quite difficult to see. Ordinary people cannot see it. The four-armed form of the Lord is even more difficult to see. And even more difficult to see is the original, sweet, completely beautiful two-armed form of Krishna. And as Krishna himself explains in these verses, that what to speak of the universe, what to speak of the two-armed form of himself, even the universal form cannot be seen merely by doing Vedic sacrifices and giving in charity and performing pious activities of different types. तो फिर दो हाथों वाले रूप की क्या बात है फिर राइट यस सो इन अदर वर्ड्स इट इज एन एक्सट्रीमली रेयर प्रिविलेज फॉर समवन टू बी एलिजिबल टू सी दिस एक्स्ट्राऑर्डिनरीली ब्यूटिफुल टू आर्म्ड फॉर्म ऑफ कृष्णा. So, seeing Krishna is not an easy thing or a cheap thing. by karma, jnana, yoga, by yoga I mean ashtanga yoga, none of these can give us this particular darshan. It is only by devotion alone that one can understand Krishna and then see Him. That is why in the 54th verse, which is the verse that I read out in the beginning, Krishna explains this point further. So, bhaktya tu ananyaya shakya. So, it is only by ananya bhakti that one can understand Krishna. So, jnatum, drashtum cha tatvena praveshtum cha. So, there are three things mentioned here. That when one loves Krishna, when one has full devotion for Him, then there are three things that happen. So, first is jnatum, one understands Krishna. Then comes drashtum, then one can see Krishna. After drashtum, then comes praveshtum, that one can now pravesh or may enter into the kingdom of God, into the spiritual world. So this is the gradation of how the process of entering into the spiritual world happens. Drashtum, or being able to see Krishna, happens only after jnatum, after we have known Krishna. Of course, it is never possible to know Krishna completely because Krishna is infinite, but to the degree that Krishna enables us to know Him, we can know Him. So therefore, one should not be prematurely eager to see Krishna's form as Arjuna was seeing right in front of him. Once I met a person who presented an argument in front of me, a protest. When I asked him to come for some Bhagavad Gita classes, he registered a protest. His protest was that Krishna appeared in front of Arjuna to speak Bhagavad Gita, and that is how Arjuna heard it. So if Krishna also appears in front of me, then I will also hear Bhagavad Gita. So, perhaps you may have heard this argument presented by some people earlier sometime. So, there is a big mistake in this argument. He is getting his orders mixed up, the order of sequence mixed up. as you say, he's trying to put the cart before the horse. Yeah, it's okay, it's fine. I think they'll get the point. तो वो भगवान को पहले देखना चाहता है. I beg your pardon. I speak in English. So this gentleman wanted to see Krishna first and then get to know Krishna by hearing the message of the Bhagavad Gita. ऐसे नहीं होता है. It doesn't happen like that. So first we have to know Krishna. Seeing Krishna directly the way Arjuna was seeing him is far ahead at some point in the future, whenever it may happen by Krishna's mercy. So first, jnatum, one has to know him. So how does one know him? One can know him by rendering devotional service. At this point, we may not have full devotion for Krishna. But if we have the right service attitude and humility, and we serve sincerely in the association of devotees, then step by step, knowledge of Krishna will awaken in the heart. Then we will know Krishna. So this is not merely an intellectual exercise, but it is also something that will have to be practically realized in course of time. Of course, we have to use our intelligence also to try to understand the messages of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, etc. But it is not simply a matter of being an academic scholar. One has to render all the various types of practical devotional service that has been outlined in the scriptures and explained so nicely by Srila Prabhupada. So one has to begin one's service by hearing and chanting about Krishna. The process of seeing with the eyes begins by hearing with the ears. Actually, so much so is this true that the Srimad Bhagavatam calls it Shrutekshita, that means seeing through the ears. Shrutekshita, Shruta and Ikshita. So, by this process, gradually we learn how to serve Krishna in different ways, and then the realization deepens within the heart. अतः श्री कृष्ण नामादि न भवेद ग्राह्यमिन्द्रियैः Sevonmukhe hijivvado svayam eva spuratyadaha. So in this important verse that is often quoted by Srila Prabhupada, it is explained that by rendering service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, by chanting, hearing, etc., gradually the realization of Krishna will be evoked in the heart by the Lord's mercy. And one of the methods of serving Krishna and purifying the heart and developing love for Krishna is to see the deity form of the Lord. So for those who are very eager to see the form of the Lord and are not spiritually qualified, here is a wonderful opportunity. So we perform the services of serving the deities, taking darshan, arati, and so many other services that can be done, and gradually at some point we will become eligible to see Krishna face to face. When Narad Muni speaks to Vyasadev, his disciple, he also explains how he had the darshan of the Lord for the first time in his previous life. Now, as you're all aware, in his previous life, Narad Muni was the son of a maidservant, and he was very fortunate to get the association of many Bhakti Vedantas, many great devotees. Soon his mother left this world and he was left all alone as a young child. So, seeing this as a signal from Krishna that he could surrender now without any impediments to his lotus feet, he embarked on his traveling journey. He just went around, wandered into the pasture lands, the villages, the towns, and everywhere. And eventually he settled down in one place and sat down to meditate on the Lord in the heart. And then the Lord gave him darshan. He was overwhelmed with ecstasy and all the symptoms of the Ashtasattvika Vikar, the symptoms of Bhava Bhakti began to manifest in his person. It is only at the stage of Bhava Bhakti that one becomes eligible to see the Lord face to face, and this is a very, very advanced platform. And in the midst of his ecstatic feelings, the Lord suddenly disappeared from his sight. And the young child was extremely distraught and concerned, and he tried in so many different ways to meditate in this way and that way so that he could see that form again. And then the Lord spoke to him. So the boy could only hear the voice of the Lord now. He could not see the form anymore. So the Lord spoke and said, Hantasmin janmani bhavan ma mam drashtum ihar hati avipakva kashayanam durdarshoham ku yoginam. So this is from the same section, the sixth chapter of the first canto. So the Lord said, my dear boy, asmin janmani bhavan, in this particular life now, Maam drashtum iha arhati. You will not be able to see me. Na maam drashtum. You will not be able to see me anymore in this life. Why not? Avipakva means immature or incomplete. Kashaya refers to the impurities. So, apavipakva kashaya nam. So, for those people whose cleansing of the heart is still not complete, and kuyogi nam, those who are imperfect yogis, who have not yet reached the perfection of their path. Durdarsho aham, I am very difficult to see. So even though this boy was in the platform of Bhava Bhakti, but still it was not possible for him to consistently see the form of the Lord outside. So again, the word durdarshaha comes here, as we have seen from the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, which means very difficult to see. So therefore, for us as practicing devotees, it is more important to follow the instructions of the acharyas in serving Krishna and not worry so much about when we will be able to see Krishna face to face. Srila Prabhupada has given us a wonderful program of activities to follow, and if we just do that consistently, steadily, at some point, whenever Krishna thinks the time is right, we will also get the blessed opportunity to see the form of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada quoted Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who said, don't be eager to see Krishna, serve Krishna so nicely that he will be eager to see you. So if we continue to serve Krishna with this right service attitude, then all success will be ours at the right time. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So I went a little over time, I'm sorry. I'm open for questions if that is okay for all of you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Shiva. Okay. Yes, the they are used synonymously. They mean the same thing. As I mentioned in the earlier part of the talk, that Arjuna, being a pure devotee and an associate of Krishna, is not really too much concerned with any material representation of Krishna like the universal form, the Virat Roop. But it is by Krishna's arrangement that Arjuna's curiosity to see this form has been aroused, so that the entire world may know about Krishna's divinity and his supreme position. Srila Prabhupada explains in one of those purports that Krishna did this in order that others may not come in future and claim to be avatars of the Lord. Because if one is an avatar, then he must also be able to exhibit a universal form like Krishna did. So therefore, Arjuna, after having seen the Virat Roop and having facilitated the whole world to become aware of Krishna's supremacy by demonstrating his Virat Roop, now he wants to come back to see Krishna's original form. And the Virat Roop is a material form. So it is manifest only when the universe is manifest. So it is not eternal in the sense that when the universe, when the cosmic manifestation is wound up after destruction, then there is no question of a universal form. It is only when the material cosmos is manifested that then the Virat Roop is there and Krishna can show it as he pleases. Okay. Yes, it is a continuation of the previous answer. This is also a further confirmation of Krishna's supreme position. Because no ordinary person has four hands. So, go on. When the Lord appeared before Devaki and Vasudev, the reason he appeared before them in a four-armed form was to reassure them that he is God and they have nothing to fear. Because this happens once in a day of Brahma. So just consider, Krishna's advent as the two-armed Krishna happens only once in a day of Brahma. And one day of Brahma is a very long period. So when the four yugas repeat, Satya, Treta, Dwapar, Kali, that's one, is called a Divya Yuga. So 1,000 such Divya Yugas is 12 hours of Brahma. So in these 1,000 Divya Yugas, Krishna in the two-armed form appears once. There are 14 Manus who appear in this one day of Brahma. And Krishna appears in the duration of the seventh Manu. In the 28th Divya Yuga. In the end of Dwapar Yuga. So this is indeed rare. And furthermore, even those who saw him, unless they were devotees, were not able to take the full benefit of his appearance in the two-armed form. So therefore, even just being able to see Krishna is not enough. One has to have the right attitude, otherwise that seeing Krishna will not yield fruit. And this Krishna himself is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the 10th canto on several occasions. Yeah, I did mention in the talk that Krishna is infinite in every respect, and therefore it is not possible for the jiva to completely understand Krishna in his entirety. But out of his mercy, Krishna can make himself understood to a sincere devotee to the extent that Krishna deems fit. So it is up to Krishna to make us understand as much of himself as he wants us to understand, and that will be sufficient for us. It is the process of revelation by mercy, not anything else. Yes, somewhere Krishna says the same, I mean in the purport Srila Prabhupada says the same thing. Yes, it is in the purport of the 52nd verse. The transcendentalist, by continuous Krishna consciousness, and by devotional service to Krishna, can have his spiritual eyes opened and can see Krishna by revelation. Such a revelation is not possible even for the demigods. So the process is of Yeah, then earlier Prabhupada says, only by one to whom he reveals himself can he be seen. So it's a question of revealing by the mercy of the Lord. Thank you, Sri Vallabha Prabhu, and all glories to the devotees of Damodar Desh. And under your leadership, I'm sure the yatra will grow more and more, and Srila Prabhupada and Krishna will be pleased. In the middle of an unexpected place, Krishna consciousness is blossoming. So my heartfelt gratitude and best wishes to you and all the devotees in and around Damodar Desh. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.